On the day of the filming, after the crew had left your house, you packed up your belongings into a suitcase, including your passport, family photographs, jewellery, and handwritten chatline letters from faraway admirers, then padlocked the case shut before squirrelling it into a hatch in the attic behind an old panel that would never be found. Then you walked to the nearest park with half a bottle of brandy and your tarot card sets, poured them onto the grass, drenched them with alcohol and incinerated them until only ashes remained. All traces of the person you once were had to be destroyed. As the cards burnt, your past life burnt with it. The act of immolation and erasure was complete. For many months, you pretended the television show would go away, never to be broadcast. That was until you moved to London and the show was eventually screened. When it finally appeared, your act of self-sabotage caused a catastrophic internal implosion, and then twice again, when it was repeated. You refused to watch it out of self-preservation, but in the days following, acquaintances shook their heads in disbelief, dismayed at what you had said. Some had a look in their eyes, as if you were lower than vermin. Any perceived virtuousness evaporated. It was worse for your family back home, who also had to live with the humiliation of it. Your mother was called names in the street. Men shouted at her, "The apple doesn't fall far from tree," as she queued to get into the bank. Your sister was bullied at school.